This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like when,
I don't
want
to get emotional because we haven't started, but you two are like father figures to me in a way. I won't say what way,
but in a
way. I just
love to get my chance to talk about my interests.
Well, now I need to know what way.
What do you want to talk about?
Now I actually have to know what way.
Well, Ben, we'll circle back. We'll circle back.
Io, can you put the mic a little closer?
Even closer. I didn't think it was possible.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Okay, we're all recording.
It's for like him.
No, I know.
Like the sound is fine.
It's it's something that he needs.
It's somewhere. He photoshops an ice cream over the mic later. Sorry, Kevin just like makes you adjust the mic in a certain way.
Yeah,
like we're just, I know the song just started. People, we weren't recording, but he does these photoshops of an ice cream cone, and he like needs it perfectly positioned so that it like looks like you like the ice cream, I guess.
It's like whatever he needs. It's not my place to dictate.
Yeah, but
desires. I guess I don't even.
I hesitate to.
Yeah, take
call
your time.
It a fetish.
Take your time. Take your time.
But it is something specific that Kevin likes.
Ice cream Photoshop.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Ice cream Photoshop.
Ice cream Photoshop.
Ice cream Photoshop.
IceCreamPhotoshop.com has been in beta for so long
I
now believe he's never going to launch it and that it is purely for his own private enjoyment.
I know that it is. He doesn't have to tell me. I can't even look at him right now. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I know what I know.
Wow. So busy. Can't do our live show.
Sorry.
And can't even look at Kevin.
We're opening with the heat?
You're so busy you don't even have time to look at Kevin right now.
Look at me when you say that. Thanks.
I can because I have time.
Pause.
I'm not so booked and busy.
Pause.
And I actually had time to do the live show as well.
Pause. Before we get angry, let's introduce the guest.
Good morning, by the way.
Today
Hi,
we
I love
have,
you,
excuse
too.
Me, I'm talking now.
Sorry.
Today we have Io. And it's spelled I-O-W-E because you do owe us because you didn't do the live show. And so there's... You took money out of our pocket.
You took
We're
money
fathers.
Out of my
we have
baby's
children.
Mouth.
I, by the way, I see how your children.
Money.
I see
Two of the
your children.
Are
I see
in the
your
mouth.
Children.
Are baby women. It's supposed to be women supporting women.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I'm on basically probably the fourth or fifth wave of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a point where it's good for me to be putting up hurdles for other women
you should be
so that
stomping
they can
on them.
Jump over them so that I can give mm-hmm. them something to motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're welcome to your daughters.
Okay. I'll pass that on.
Thank you. And, you know, secondly, hi.
Hey.
And I love you too as well. And, okay, here's my question about the live show.
Okay, hit me.
Was it sort of promoted in any way? Did people know that I was showing
we
up?
We were unable
internally?
To promote it. We were unable to promote it
Got
because
it.
We were
yeah,
left
in
the
sort of
limbo
waiting.
Zone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We were left dangling
mm-hmm.
by someone who at one time was considered essentially the third boy.
Stop. Yeah. Don't say that.
Someone who
Don't
had been floated
that.
As a potential third boy
Don't
from the boys
in prison.
We know something's missing.
To under for the language you would understand, we were banished like fucking Loki or whatever
mm-hmm.
to the
yes
the Asgard
we were
zone.
Sent to the Asgardian,
Asgard zone. Asgard zone. That's correct.
Zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so yeah, I guess I'll
couldn't
say
promote the live show until the last second, and that's why we've had steady declines in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not why.
That's why.
That can't
is
be why.
That's confirmed as why.
And
thought about
were the pollsters,
it all night.
We hired McKinsey, and McKinsey's report actually confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe if you had taken some of that money that you were spending on McKinsey.
And we hired McSweeney's as well. And we hired McKinsey and McSweeney's.
And I put down my pen. Pencils down. Pencils down, ears up. I'm listening. I'm learning. But we can't.
The flood of... I've actually been
inspired to see
the flood of creativity to McSweeney's that has come from
the fact that when you shut off every other avenue, it's like, you know, it's like the water has to go somewhere.
Back to McSweeney's. Return all caps with a V instead of the U.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to this, you know, you are father figures to me. In a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, said we still don't know what way.
And I told you, I'll circle back. But I'm a young woman of many fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the first to say this about myself. I've got another father. His name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And he's housing me. He's feeding me. He's putting clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, so and a pep in my step.
I love him. So it seems like it could be that if this had happened a little while ago.
It
would have
been a few months back, or even when it started, that probably a certain gentleman by the name of Bob Chapek was signing your Bob paycheck.
I had a carrot or two dangled in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who am I but a mere horse to champ at the bit? Okay, I lost the metapor. Yeah. I lost the metaphor.
You know what it would have been dangled in front of you? Cheese.
Grommet's here. Grommet's in
the booth. Yeah, dog named Grommet here.
Grommet's in the booth.
Mickey Mouse. And he ate that.
Mickey Mouse is busted. I'm sorry. It's just like an image. It's just an image that we're like so familiar with that we don't think about the fact that Mickey Mouse is busted.
He's not busted.
Mickey Mouse looks like shit.
Mickey Mouse got work done.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse got mad work done.
I know. To maintain the look that is like was never really
it
hitting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Did you do a good job?
Did you
do a good job?
Yeah.
For Mickey?
Okay, this is the hot pipe and tea because of the strike. By the way, I love my union, whatever, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They moved some dates around. So then I was there. Then
didn't
I had to
have
go.
Time to prepare.
I was there and then I had to go because now the
so
now
during the strike you the had strike. To cross the picket line.
So you
line.
Went over there and that's why you're then, back so early.
Yes,
because they were like, actually, let's. Why don't we just not?
So you canceled on the live show because you wanted to cross the picket line.
No!
And then they
no,
were...
No, no, no,
so you were
no,
like,
no.
The worst, no, it's the no, worst case no. scenario of is to just cross and get to the other side and they're like, actually, no, we don't need you today.
Dude, you're not working. Like, why are
so
you
So everyone
here?
On the picket line just has to watch you turn your ass back around and go home.
I came to take a stand and to say, I want you guys to know that I really resent being here because there's a live podcast that I want to be doing. Wow. And I want you guys to listen to a bunch of episodes, and then we all sat and listened.
I heard the
to
picketers ask for a beep on the way in, and you signaled that your horn doesn't work.
Huh?
It's my horn. I'm pressing it, but it's not.
You guys are loving the video element, huh?
Yeah, they go straight down the barrel.
Yeah. So just for context for everyone, I know that only 70 people know about this, but we did have a live show.
Yeah, it's
earlier this week. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
I'm giving context to the listener. We had a live show earlier this week. It was fucking fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. They've all
live
been really good.
Back.
This may have been the best one. Mary Holland was the guest. She destroyed. She was eating, and it was probably the best one we've done and the best guest we've had. But originally, we were scheduled, we were booked to have Io, who, in her own words, puts cheeks in them seats.
Mm-hmm.
That is what she told me would happen.
Yeah.
And then she said, don't announce it yet. Just moving some things around, and then I guess like requested to cross the picket line.
Okay, but what if something really crazy happened in my personal life? What if?
Okay. All right. Share. Go ahead. Share.
No, nothing. I'm just saying. Oh, imagine.
Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel sad?
I mean, it would depend on what it was.
Grommet.
So you did not.
Grommet.
Grommet.
Grommet. Grommet.
Got arrested.
Okay.
Okay.
He looks fine. And we have zero bail policy right now. So I guess that's why Grommet's. I guess Grommet's just allowed to, like, doesn't matter what Grommet does. Mm-hmm. Grommet's allowed to just
interact with me in the studio.
Back on the streets and just be in the studio with us.
Doesn't have to wear a sign or anything that says what he did.
Is that something that happens?
No, I'm
apparently
saying
not. Apparently it's not what happens.
If it did happen, I guess I would know what Grommet did because there's no other consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even just informing people is now like a violation, I guess, of Grommet's rights, mm-hmm. which is what I'm most concerned about.
So you did not do a good job.
You didn't do a good job.
The answer, it's a yes or no question, and the answer is no.
The past few times I've come here, I feel like it's been like a setup.
They're withholding your JPEG.
I'll say that I feel like there's been sort of a setup situation.
It's not a setup at all.
We have all kinds of other stuff that we have to, first of all.
Yes.
We've been doing press, haven't we? We've been out there.
Yeah.
We've been doing more press. Like, we've workshopped a lot of your press in here.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result,
we are seeing
you've been doing more than ever.
Some games.
You become a bit of a volume shooter when it mm-hmm. comes to press.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
mm-hmm.
always have positive impacts on our efficiency.
No,
interesting.
But the volume is that we're putting up shots.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'd say yeah.
The percentages are down, but like the stats, the totals are way up. Before we move on from the live show, and I do want to move on.
Yeah, I
want to
like
read.
Were moving.
I just want to read a review of the live show. This is just somebody who came to the live show, and this is the kind of thing that could have been said about you if you had come and if you had delivered and done a good job, which I guess you didn't do.
Interesting. We can get Mary Holland in the booth if you guys like.
Yeah,
so.
We can. We've proven that.
We can get Mary, and she delivers.
Interesting.
So
when's the next live show?
This is just somebody
we're not doing anymore.
No, we had to stop. There, nobody came. But of the people who were there, this show blew my brain up. So beautiful and cool and fun and moving.
No.
I will 10,000% be seeing it again.
I don't think that's somebody.
I felt like a kid in the best way.
Hey.
And I'm so in awe of the literally 70 people who came together to make it. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Because that sounds like the review that I did for the sequel to the Spider-Verse movie.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse?
Yeah. So that I
posted. Okay, it does end with Happy Spidey
morning.
Day.
Yeah.
It does end with Happy Spidey Day.
Right.
All right. But still, I believe that feeling was captured,
yeah.
You know, because people were feeling like a kid again.
But
they were being told what to do.
Okay.
They were being yelled at.
Huh.
Did you do a voice in that movie?
I did do a voice in that movie.
Okay.
Hmm.
And you're effectively submitting your CV for
arms
the third
folded.
One as well.
Arms folded. I'm being punished for making a cameo in an animated feature film.
Okay, sorry.
The review doesn't mention that you were proud to be involved even in a small way. And
right.
I do think that
reviews?
Is. You know how you have to say like hashtag ad?
Yeah, like, spawn.
Yes, I do
hashtag
think
spawn.
That you are promoting your own work.
Can I say
and
something?
You were compensated.
Please, your
Can
hand
I say
is up.
Something?
Excuse me, Io's hand was up first.
That
no, it wasn't.
I don't want to fight about it. Literally down. You have to put it down. So I understand that you're in this phase of your life where you're growing in certain ways in your personal life. Mm-hmm. But I think one of them, I will say, is just an age. And if you looked at that post really tiny in the corner,
mm-hmm.
I say that I play a voice in the movie.
I'll get the post again.
Yeah, pull it up.
Okay.
Pull it up. And while we do that,
oh, it's
play
so
a voice
tiny.
In a movie.
You may or may not hear my voice at some point.
Again,
very, very, very briefly. But that is neither here nor there. LOL, laughing out loud. Crying, crying, laughing emoji.
No emoji. Don't rewrite. Don't rewrite history in that way.
She'll probably have removed the emoji by the time this episode is released.
My
but
team's
I know
already
what
scrubbed
I saw.
It. My team's already scrubbed it.
You did Colbert. I sent you a couple notes on that at the time.
I don't mm-hmm. know if I got your notes.
What I said was, there's a moment in that there are two moments.
I did get your note
that I commented on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One was that you're talking about the bear, mm-hmm. and Steven is like, so I had a question for you. Do you watch the show? And you clearly think that he's asking you if you watch Late Night with Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. And you look very like scared for some. What do you like not watch that show or like what's mm-hmm. up?
What
the
I say,
impression that it gave is that you don't watch every episode of Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Here's my nighttime routine. It's a cold beer and a cold bear.
Oh, God.
Colbert with a cold beer. And
you
is,
didn't even like catch up before like going on that you didn't even like look back at that like catch up on that season.
I'd invite
the
listeners and the viewers to review that moment and see if that was their takeaway. I think my job as an artist and an actor is to just sort of do the work, and if people can sort of take away different things from a moment, that to me is that's a positive sign that I'm doing my job right. So if that is what you took away from that moment, I'm glad that I could give that to you.
Can I give a compliment? Because
pull it up? Can we go to the very end of that
smiling.
Interview?
It feels like an attack. Can I give a compliment, please? I would say The Bear in this past year has been like my favorite show on TV, and I am spelling it B-E-R-T. Love to watch the bear. Get a cold beer. It's a cold bear. Babe, don't bother me when I'm watching the bear. While I'm watching the bear.
And Kevin just unsheathing his laptop now in the middle of the show.
Of my intervention?
You got to be on those cues, Kevin.
This is what we do every time you come on here. We don't have you like as often as we used to.
I do not have.
We want to make
direct
use
line,
of this time,
and what? I don't. You know? I think it's a mistake.
What is
that? I don't have as direct a line.
You do have as direct a line. You have my number.
It does. It doesn't feel that way.
You can reach out. You can reach out.
We worry.
I did. You didn't even remember my notes.
I blocked it out. It was painful. I'm just running into you on the street.
You talked to Penn Badgley?
I talked to Penn Badgley for Interview Mag.
Mm-hmm. For Interview Magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did his podcast.
You mentioned.
He was real nice to me. Mm-hmm. Pencil, asking about my memories.
Pencils down, but we picked up a pen, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Badly.
Trash, yeah.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys discuss a recent audio issue, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live virtual show June 29th with special guest Paul F. Tompkins. Get tickets at moment.co/Hollywood Handbook, and the link is also in the description. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Io at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys, rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I want to talk a little about Badge this exchange, a couple moments in this exchange. Io was paid to interview Penn Badgley.
I didn't receive any money for that.
Wow.
So wow. That was pro
State
bono.
Of journalism, right?
Yes.
Like, it's just... And
that
this
was a PB interview.
TV.
They, pro bono Penn Badgley
it.
Interview.
It's now like a gig thing. Was there...
I give that a 6 out of 10. Go ahead.
Sorry, no, because I'm curious now. I feel like I was unfortunately talking over you, which is a habit of mine on the show, and I will actually be sitting back to listen now.
Can I say
something?
What
did you give a 6 out of 10? Please, your hand is up.
Thank you. I think we were speaking over each other. I think there was a mutual speaking over.
Look at me.
And
centering my experience.
But it's good, you know what I mean? You are sitting back.
Yeah.
You're lounging, I would even say.
Yeah.
When I gave a 6 out of 10 is what I was saying, which is that I gave a pro bono Penn Badgley, PBPB.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
You, it covers a lot of ground, this interview.
You're fighting?
Me?
You ask him if he's having fun doing his podcast, something you've literally never asked me once in my life.
Okay, and it's all I ever do is my podcast. He's on TV.
The one thing you ask,
you guys,
if there's,
you're involved in
you ask if there's anything you'd love to do. You ask Penn Badgley if there's anything you'd love to do as an actor, and he says, I'm interested in true stories. Your question is great, but he says, I'm interested in true stories. I would love to engage in the telling of something that intersects with social issues, the story of a journalist, something like that. And you have absolutely no follow up whatsoever. That's like very.
It's
interesting.
This is very
territory.
And this is very interesting. I'll get to you in just a moment.
Yeah, thank
you. And I have noticed that your hand is up.
Thank you.
It's interesting territory because I was thinking that.
Take that down.
this interview was conducted and could have been done by a journalist.
Yeah. Yes.
But you took their job.
Huh, yes. No, that's not. Okay, so.
You crossed the picket line to take their job.
Well, that was pre-picket line. Mm-hmm. That was pre-picket line.
I can't keep track.
Of the picket line?
I can't keep track of anything.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll just sort of help in this regard, which is that this is like a long running sort of style of interview where it's, you know, two people who are not journalists to speak to each other for Interview Magazine, which is a magazine where there are interviews.
Okay.
Are we there? Are we there together?
And it's mandated by the state or something?
I'm going to keep moving on. And I'm going to say that this piece was condensed by an editor. And I think maybe if you scroll down or in the top somewhere, there will be something that says that this interview was like condensed for.
Okay.
There's some sort of.
So maybe that, you did like, maybe that explains this part, which did leave me sort of. I would love to hear your take on or just a little bit more about. You're talking about the show You. And you say, Penn, this show is both a sleeper hit and a hit, which just may be due to the Netflix movement. Talk about the Netflix movement. we're living the Netflix movement.
Yeah.
But like, what to you about this moment?
Yeah, this moment.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, growing up as a young Black woman and do just the intersection of my identities, I've had, I would say, the privilege of kind of being accidentally, incidentally, who can say, at the heart of several movements. And so to be living in a time where a company that, by the way, I don't, you know, some, I don't know, some of you might be too young to remember, but I remember, used to be the mail.
Mm-hmm. Used to be the mail.
Used to be the mail.
Shiny mail.
Used to be shiny, shiny mail.
Was the postal service.
And now it's and now it's in all of our houses.
Yeah.
Now it's the movies. Now it's the American heart, some could even say.
It is a movement. It is a moment.
Yeah.
And you're speaking to that in this exchange with Penn. And that's why the show is both a sleeper hit and a hit. That is due to the Netflix movement. Got it.
I hope that cleared that up for you.
It's the very, very end of this interview with the bear, the very end, it's okay. It's a little before this. It's a little after this.
How many times have you seen this?
Just play. I just know it's the very, very end. Okay, sound on.
I got it. Last thing before we go, yes, how do you take your beef? I take it sweet wet.
Oh, sweet wet.
The bear is streaming.
He said,
now.
How do you take your beef? I take it sweet wet. You said, oh, sweet wet. That moment felt false to me.
It seemed like you didn't want to make him feel bad, or you like didn't know another way that you could take your beef.
Interesting.
Taking the time to like really come up with like an answer that's personal, you were just like, going like, you know, getting bullied by him.
I don't know, man. I thought we were done.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking... What do you like, sweet wet?
That's me still. Okay, I wasn't sure. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You thought it was me on the podcast
with next to your wife with a beer,
cold beer and a cold bear.
I really appreciate this. No,
boy, the bear's being funny tonight.
Oh, sorry. I really appreciate this. No, and I really think. Every time I get an email from Kevin going, do you want to come and get waterboarded emotionally by your two closest friends and mentors.
And daddy.
And dads, yeah.
And fathers in a way. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come? And I go, yeah, of course, anytime. When do you need me? Where do you need me?
Yeah.
Unless I'm being called away to serve.
We need you the Dynasty typewriter. We need you.
Unless I'm being called away to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can I do that? But I always say yes because I know that when I'm in the room with you two gentlemen, that it's not just about what I'll experience with you two and what I'll feel and how I'll grow in that way, but how I grow in my craft. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing your notes, I'm feeling them. And I'm not gonna take them lightly. And in that moment, you didn't feel truth, and that's a fault on my part.
I felt fakeness.
That if that felt fake, then I have to, you know, I have to look at how I deliver the truth.
My goal is not a false moment. Not a
can we
false
run it again?
Moment.
Can we run it again?
No, I don't think we can
for next time.
One last thing,
Kevin.
One last thing,
Kevin.
Last thing before
you play the bear, Kevin.
You're the bear.
Okay. How do you take your beef?
I'm gonna need
sweet
a
wet for me.
Yeah, you read her
I
in
just
a little.
I'm gonna need a different read.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I can't.
The
he says one last thing.
One last thing. How do you take your beef? I take mine sweet wet.
I can drop in if you need me to. I just feel like what I'm being given is not.
Yeah,
it's making it worse.
It doesn't feel like.
Can we have Rochelle try
it? You out of it?
And I know, you know what I mean. We met. When I did the Cold Bear show, we met. So I know him.
You
so
met
I just
Steven.
Have
right.
a good sense okay. of them.
Yeah.
I can drop in. Sorry. I'll drop in.
Io, how do you take
I'm going to go back to Kevin. I'm going to drop in.
Io, sorry. Can you do that again?
Yeah, sure.
Io, how do you take your beef? Take my sweet wet?
Ooh. Gosh. You know, I think it's hard, but I'm gonna go sweet wet and like hot. Like I like a few peppers on it. So sweet wet with but like a few peppers.
Just the garnish. There's a garnish on the answer.
Yes. There's a few peppers on, yeah, on the answer.
There's a
as
few
well.
More peppers now. Yeah. On
did
the
you
way
just
you
want me to just
the
do
question.
The line? I just, I don't know what I wasn't.
No, I think
no,
like
what that, I'm saying is you added a few peppers yeah. to the answer, yeah. and now all of a sudden,
yeah.
it's come to life for me,
oh. right?
And I don't feel thank like you. You're just like trying to make the bear feel okay about his question or how he takes his
yeah,
beef
yeah,
or just like even
yeah.
that you don't know. Cause like you said, and also a little hot. And I went, okay, well, is she just making this up? But then you said that the hot was peppers. A few peppers on it.
Too.
And then I go, okay, this is her lived experience. And all of a sudden
sorry.
I'm taken, you know,
really?
Off of my
sorry.
Couch in the living room.
Is that even to a place? Thank you.
Yeah. yeah. No, well, you did it for me. I mean, you sent me somewhere.
Thank you.
To where? The Chicago beef land,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they are putting peppers and make it hot. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The beefatorium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. El Beefarado.
That's really mm-hmm. nice. That I think that would have played amazing if you had
okay,
done that on
sorry,
the
we're back to, I just feel... I just felt a dig. I just felt a little dig.
I do feel like this has been paying huge dividends for you.
It doesn't deny the dig.
I'll.
Sorry.
Sometimes
I'm getting heated.
When you
I'm talking about peppers, I'm getting heated now. Sorry.
Sometimes you have to dig to make a discovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think it was a dig. And I think we should be open to what's down there.
Yeah. And it can be strangely, like, when you can be dry on the surface and there's weird, like, mud underneath.
Oh, God. Have you ever done that?
It can be very weird
like,
out there.
Mud, and you go, like, what? Like,
okay.
Why is it muddy out here?
Why is there mud?
In the dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Even on the beach sometimes.
No, I know. Especially the beach.
Yep.
Well, dry that's... sand, and you dig, and yeah. it's like, okay, this is all mud.
It's weird mud.
Like, what? Like, what's going on?
Sometimes that's what you find.
Have you done that?
I mean, yeah, I think that's just how, like, yeah, beaches yeah. work. Like,
this is what we're saying. We just yes, said yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, that this is, yeah. that it is, especially at the
I guess
beach.
You guys just seemed, like, confused about it.
What's coming up?
Yeah.
What promo's coming up?
Yeah, what's our next interview? Because I'd like to get out in front of it so mm-hmm. that we're not playing catch up all the time.
I feel like you can have me, well, we don't, you know, you can have me on and we can chill. We can shoot the proverbial shit, as it were.
We can have you'll do the show again.
You want to do
but then what promo
the
will we talk about
out.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, so wait, you can come on the show and promote something and then I guess we could talk about that.
No I'm saying like I could just come on the show and we could.
So you don't want to do the work is what you're so like what you're saying is
no I was creating mm-hmm. another
it was interesting
avenue,
when you
I
said
think
that
I
you
was,
play
so,
a
yeah.
that you play a voice in the movie that mm-hmm. stuck with me yeah. that you didn't say that you work a voice in the movie
mm-hmm. ooh
yeah.
Hmm.
Or even that you were a voice.
Yeah.
That there is this element of artifice that's being maintained, this wall between you and the process. Where
I
it's
think,
like, I'm like, I'm, you
I
know.
I think it's very open between myself and the process. I think if you knew how open it was, you'd say, close the door. You'd say, shut it right now. Lock it. Run.
That doesn't sound like me.
I think maybe then it was that Hayes.
I think that was me.
Yeah,
Hayes
sorry.
May
yeah.
say that. That
was
Hayes
yeah.
may
say that.
Was
that. Me saying that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd say something like, hey, brother, come on, man. Wagwan. Something like that. But, you know, maybe between myself and the audience.
Yeah.
Maybe there's still a fear there.
Yeah.
Maybe there's still a wall there.
Keeping something for you.
Did you get all, like, dressed up in a big costume and stuff in Atlanta? They were like... Hey, sorry, we're not doing this movie anymore.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
No, you didn't go through makeup or anything?
No.
Why not?
His
same
if
question.
If you could have the opportunity to play any role
yeah.
in your career,
mm-hmm.
what role would that be?
Superman.
Are you having fun doing your podcast?
I have before.
mm-hmm.
Sean, are you having fun doing your podcast?
Wow. Tough for me to answer. I really don't
and Superman
think
is actually
podcast.
A journalist, so I just want to point out.
Like, I don't think it's like my podcast.
Are
I'm
you having,
having
fun doing the People's Podcast?
Yes. I'm having fun doing our podcast. When I'm doing my podcast, that's not fun because it means that I am sort of pushing people aside to like get my voice out there instead of like lifting up and celebrating like Kevin or Hayes, you know?
Yeah. Who else?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Who else could it be? You know, that's like what's so exciting. Yeah. There's still so much out there.
Yeah. Are you having a relatively zen time or are things ramping up?
I guess like, first let me just say, I'm interested in true stories.
Yeah. I make a little zen time every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask me what my favorite, what like my New York is? If I could go back to any moment in New York in history.
No.
Okay, because I would go to Union Square.
But I didn't ask you.
To the Virgin Megastore.
Yeah.
I would go to the pilot of the Nick.
When you're like on a podcast that people are engaging with at a cultural level, what does that feel like?
Is this question for me?
It's for anyone in the room.
Okay.
Kevin, do you want to take this?
You want to field this one?
Kevin's doing podcast class now. Did you know that?
He's teaching.
Okay. I was
He's the professor.
Yeah. He does it all.
Do you have a hat?
I can get one.
Are you hungry?
A little bit. Doing IF.
Makes really?
My tummy grummy.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Do you mind if we circle back?
No prob.
That's his teacher voice.
Is it really?
Yeah. No prob, Io.
Okay. I might not circle back.
The authority coming from
How long have you guys been doing IF?
No, let me check my app.
You got an app too?
I stopped using the app. It's all up here.
451 days.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I started, four months after you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so crazy that you think you know people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're IF and...
Yeah. Every time you think about me, you probably picture me eating for all 24 hours of the day. When in fact, there's a chunk of hours where I'm not eating.
When do you start? 11, 12?
Me?
Yeah. One?
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah.
Well, no, not one and done.
One to nine.
My window's 1 to 9 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I shut the club down.
So you're just digesting mad late?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that almost regular eating hours if you shifted it up?
Regular eating at what, like 9 to 5?
Like,
again, that's when we go to work.
Yes.
You need to go to work.
Hungry?
You can't just be like...
When I show up to work, I don't just get turned around and sent home. I get asked to stay and actually do the job. So I think that's where some of the disconnect is happening. I don't drive to work, go through hair and makeup, put on a big crazy costume, lie about it later, and then get told like, yeah, no, actually, just go ahead and spin it. Sorry, there was all that trouble with your badge at security.
Put on... Like a alien makeup and like a huge plated armor costume and get like suspended from wires in midair.
Yeah.
In a green room.
Cannon back to LA.
I don't put on all the they're ping like, pong
okay,
balls
we're
the
shutting it down.
Suit,
then, they forget to take Io off the ceiling.
Hello?
My
guys.
Grommet. Chris? Use the mic.
Other Chris? Other Chris?
Is that me on the wires?
Yeah, that's you. You got left in there. All three Chris's left you in there. So, yeah. But, yeah, no, our
you don't have to say your, like, your little, like, the guy's name or whoever you are in the thing, but, like, what's their... What's one word to describe?
What's
like
the benefit
of
intermittent fasting, do you feel?
Well,
because
this conversation has been incredible.
Yes.
These hungry men.
You think that's got a lot to do with the sort of vibe?
Now that I know that you're both absolutely hungry, I've heard both of your stomachs at different points.
Yeah, mine did make some noise as well.
I know, it made some noise. I heard it.
Mine was doing some stuff.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it again. You're hungry.
Hungry.
I stay hungry. That's why I've been able to survive in this industry.
You're not you when you're hungry.
It's that I'm always hungry. Uh-oh. When you look at me now, are you seeing like Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Somebody has to hand me a Snickers to turn me back into myself.
You're like Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Wow, my tummy's going crazy.
Wow, now it's really going nuts.
And you're like...
Sorry, that was my stomach.
All good. And you're like... Booyaka, booyaka. Whoa, you're really hungry. Your stomach's sounding
my
like...
My stomach is doing an exclusive, radio exclusive.
Yeah, your stomach is starting to get really
crazy. Oh my
God,
I would love if you were Sean Paul when you're hungry.
Bad boy Bill.
Those whole, all those ads make me so frustrated. They say like these people that have had extraordinary careers, Betty White, Joe Pesci. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you don't want to be them. Have a Snickers. Vigoda. So you don't have to be a Vigoda.
Eat
you
can more be some candy.
Office stooge.
Mm-hmm. Eat more candy. Have a candy bar. Go back to sleep, America. Mm-hmm.
This is so
have another candy bar
revealing.
So that you don't become a high achiever.
This is so revealing. What like, you guys think about success and status. Because I think there's really something beautiful about saying, and sorry, you know what I mean? I'm who am I but an actor? Let's go get something after this. Let's go get a bite. Let's go get a bite. You don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Is your character...
I'm not a humble actor, but I'll say, you know, I think it's really beautiful that you don't have to be... You don't have to be Lawrence Fishburne. You don't have to be Shaka Khan. Mm-hmm, you can be Dennis from accounting. You can
just
be...
Just another face in the crowd.
Mary Jo. A human being? Just a human being in a sea of human beings? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that must have been a goal of yours.
To just be human?
Mm-hmm.
To just be real?
Mm-hmm.
Is your character brave?
Mm-hmm. I think all human beings are brave.
Okay, but your character's like a freaky weird alien or something, maybe?
Yeah.
I think aren't we all sort of freaky
crazy,
weird aliens
like,
on this planet?
Creature?
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and she said that.
Don't stop believing.
That's her song.
Can you give me like... a characteristic like feathers or
a characteristic
freaky tentacles
like feathers
or
freaky tentacles.
Yeah, just like what am I working with in terms of like what kind of weird stuff do we have going on with our alien?
I'm in the movie and I'm being paid by the Marvel Corporation. Let's go to Erewhon.
My tummy's growing because you said carrot earlier.
So what are the rules once you break fast?
Maybe think about having a big carrot.
What are the rules?
You were dangling a carrot, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to, like, just chow down? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing,
I have to. I'm so hungry.
I get so hungry, and then I just go insane. It's Thanksgiving every day for me at lunch. It's turkey stuffing cranberry sauce. It's the entire meal.
Potato with marshmallows.
Half a pumpkin pie, potato with
not even sweet potato,
on
potato with marshmallows.
Regular potato with marshmallow gravy.
With a layer of burnt marshmallows on top.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread?
Yeah, with marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. And cornbread with marshmallows.
Turkey with marshmallows.
S'mores with potatoes. I'm doing everything. I'm going insane every day at lunch. As soon as it hits 1 o'clock, beep, 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 beep.
Can I say something though?
So yeah,
you look good.
Oh okay. Yeah,
you
so
look
you were
good.
Asking
was
what the
good.
Results are.
Why do you do it?
It's yeah, like, it's like we're on camera
you
now.
Me,
like you
yeah,
said,
no, we
like,
got the camera. You said we were loving the camera aspect,
and now I see.
Yeah,
now I see. Nobody talks about the
it's
sacrifices you have to make to be front facing in LA.
No, you got to skip breakfast.
And Gromit fully asleep at. Almost 10 a.m.
He
was working last
4
night.
4 a.m.
He was working.
Okay. At least somebody.
Sorry?
At least somebody in his house was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not in.
He has to. And so.
Yeah. He's in a different union.
Gromit has to
Grommets and Wag.
Go to work. Has to work. Night. He's in Wag.
He's in Wag after us.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.